Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forms Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by Quay, master of sciences, creator of contents, player of games, and wearer of Converse. Quay, how you doing?
Hi.
Wait, is there anything to that intro you'd like to add or redact?
Oh, no, that sounded very fancy. Thank
you. Awesome. So, Quay, I've got you here today. Are you ready for the world to know you?
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to do so via 20 questions. Everyone's favorite, 20 questions. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Question one. What would you name your boat if you had one?
Boat.
Okay, you broke me. Question two. What will finally break the internet?
Oh, gosh. Probably, I don't think I can say that.
Uh-huh. Take a wild guess.
Something to do with Rule 34, no doubt.
All right. Question three. What fictional character would be the most boring to meet in real life?
Papa Smurf.
Is there any reason why?
No, that's just the first thing that came to mind.
Wow, that's you went to a place.
Like an audio Rorschach?
Yeah, okay, you definitely went to a place there. Question four, what is the best and worst purchases you've ever made in your whole life? So it's a two-form question.
My favorite recent purchase, I guess, is my hybrid Camry, which is very fun.
Hybrid Camry.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know that's the best purchase I've ever made, but...
I mean, it's one of the first things that came to mind, so it must be pretty good.
Valid. Worst purchase? Probably some kind of crappy technology somewhere along the line that I don't remember anymore.
Was it a Betamax player? I'm not going to date you too much there.
No, I didn't actually own a Betamax player. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move on. Question five. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be? And why would you choose that name?
I wanted to be named Zaxxon whenever I was very, very little because I had this little Sega arcade handheld. This predated the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And it was this ship game where you'd fly through space past these obstacles, and it was the my favorite thing in the world for, you know, a good week or two. I asked my mom if I could change my name to Zaxxon, and she said that.
No, that's awesome.
She shot it down.
Yeah, okay. Question six. What problem or situation did TV or movies make you think would be common, but when you grew up, you found out it wasn't? For instance, a lot of people, or the one that I come to, is movies and television led me to believe that quicksand was, you know, much more an obstacle than it is in real life.
At one point, I was fairly certain that Cobra Commander might take over the world.
Yes, okay. So Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe, totally going to take over the world.
I mean, that was a very real possibility when I was like five or six.
It could still happen. You never know. You put that mask on the right person.
Yeah, I mean, throw Skeletor in there. Could be the end.
Question seven. What is the dumbest way you've been injured?
Shooting that Kennedy video a couple of years ago. I was chasing after the Kennedy through the hallway, and I broke my little toe on the doorframe.
Wow.
Yep, broke my pinky toe chasing the Kennedy.
And for those that don't know, the Kennedy was a kind of like a marketing ploy that we had as Ninja Forms, where we took Kenny, one of our office developers, and put him in a manatee costume and had fun with that at conventions and around the office for a couple of videos and whatnot.
That was great.
Yeah. Question eight. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask?
See, this is like that if you had three wishes, what would you wish for, but you can't ask for more wishes.
Yeah.
What is the sound of one hand clapping? That's my answer.
Okay. All right. Question nine. What's the most useless talent you have?
Not being able to think up good abstract answers on the fly.
You know, that always gets brought up. Like, so far, in all the team interviews that we've done, somehow that ends up being corollary. Not being able to answer spur-of-the-moment questions without having known them prior.
I can't imagine why. I'm positive that I could come up with a fantastic, absolute truth to it. But, I mean, is there an absolute truth to anything there? We can get into some relativity.
We're going philosophical and existential here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, question 10. Where is the worst-smelling place that you've been?
Probably some bathroom somewhere. I'm pretty sure there was a Crew Fest. It was a Motley Crue festival thing with like Godsmack and Theory of a Dead Man. And there was it was in Atlanta, and there was this bathroom where you go in and all just goes into this one big trough that's in this U shape. It was the most,
Yeah, that sounds rough.
Yeah, I'm done thinking about that now.
Gross. I took you back, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
We went right back to that bathroom in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, John.
You're welcome, buddy. Question 11. What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
The funniest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm.
Or what sport would improve the watching experience simply by adding a mandatory amount of alcohol that the players must intake?
I mean, American football is really the only sport I enjoy watching. Golf. Golf would be funny.
Okay.
If everybody were plastered.
That's kind of
good,
yeah.
Because of actually.
Yeah. You sticking with golf?
Yeah. Sticking with golf.
Yeah, I could agree with you on that one.
Final answer.
Yeah, you don't want to phone a friend? Question 11. What hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
Space travel.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Question 13. What job would you be terrible at?
I can think of so many.
Most people, I have to like pry out one from them.
Oh, gosh. International diplomacy.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It just sounds tough, right?
Yeah, that
it just
sounds
really tough.
Hard.
Yeah. Question 14. What movie would be greatly improved if it were made into one long epic rap battle?
I think you could do virtually anything to improve the prequels, so I'll go with that.
Okay, so the Star Wars prequels. Yeah, so episode 1, 2, and 3. I think that would be pretty good as an epic rap battle.
Why not?
Yeah, awesome.
It's already a dumpster fire.
Question 15. First, think of a product. Now, tell me that product.
A toothbrush. I don't know why.
Okay. Now, what would be the absolute worst brand name for your toothbrush?
I don't think I can say that while I'm being recorded.
Okay, make it kid-friendly.
I don't know.
It sounds like you had a good one, Clay.
I can't recover from that.
Question 16. If 5-year-old you suddenly found themselves inhabiting your current body, what would your 5-year-old self do first?
Probably go play in the dirt. Because that was a lot of fun when I was 5. It's still fun.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Question 17. What are some fun and interesting alternatives to war that countries could settle their differences with?
Having rap battles with Donald Trump.
Okay, so back to the rap battles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think that Donald Trump would be a good rap battler? We could at least assume that he would be fairly witty with words.
Bigly.
Okay, yeah, that's Bigly. Fair. That is fair. Question 18. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I mean, if you want it to be. I mean, if you feel very strongly about calling your hot dog a sandwich, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to. So, yeah, I could see a very legitimate argument either way, I suppose.
Question 19. What is the most boring activity imaginable?
Probably watching basketball.
Watching basketball. So you'll watch football, but not basketball.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not boring. Just all the squeaking, like, really great song.
Oh, okay.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
So the squeaking makes you tune out, then. All right. Question 20. What would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a blue whale?
An aardvark.
A giant aardvark that roams the vastness of Earth. Do you think that we could live peacefully with a giant aardvark?
Well, I don't see why not. Maybe herds of giant aardvarks and we could ride them.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could set it up like at a bus terminal full of transportation aardvarks.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like Silt Striders in Morrowind.
So, I think I prefer the aardvark because then you're working with like a giant bug as an alternative, right?
Well, sure. I mean, like ride the aardvarks around from place to place instead of Silt Striders.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Mm. Okay.
Koalas.
Giant koalas. I agree. Yeah, we would die from the cuteness.
Hedgehogs.
It keeps going.
That could be dangerous.
Could be very dangerous. Well, Quay, you thought we were done at question 20, but there is a
bonus round.
Okay. Hit me with these bonus questions.
Now, question 21, it is quite elaborate, so are you ready?
I'm listening attentively.
All right. If you die and discover that in the afterlife, everyone gets to choose a 12-foot by 12-foot square to stay in, alone for all eternity, without being able to influence or contact the living world, where on Earth would your 12 by 12-foot square be?
Where on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
OK. Can I breathe underwater?
You don't have to breathe because you're dead.
Oh, yeah. Probably a coral reef.
Okay. You wouldn't be bored at that point, right?
No, there would be lots of fascinating things to look at.
Mm-hmm. And the occasional human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is it interconnected or is it a completely vacuum isolated tube? Because if it, you know, there's...
Oh, no, we're going to say that you're intangible and you cannot be seen.
Okay.
You cannot be seen, heard, anything. You're a watcher in a 12 by 12 foot square.
Okay, but this cube isn't disconnected from the rest of reality. We're still existing in the ecosystem.
You're still tied to this plane, just no one can see you, touch you, hear you.
Yeah, either a coral reef or somewhere in a rainforest right next to a river.
That's good. I like that. I'm going to take yours. If we die and that happens, I think I'm gonna hit that up.
Maybe the rainforest, because there's likely to be some accidental coffee growing in there somewhere.
Sure. Well, Quay, thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
And this has been Getting to Know the Team's Quay.
Hello and goodbye.
We are over and out.